What's up, y'all? It's your favorite host, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul, and welcome to Mama K's Place. If you're new, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. If you are back, make sure you take notes because this is important. And also, send this to somebody in your family because they might need it too. Real quick, okay, y'all, listen. If you are experiencing chaos with your family, the people that you love the most, it could even be your partner, your kids, maybe they're acting a little bit different, maybe they're acting out, you need to make sure that you're staying prayed up. You need to make sure that you're cleansing your house of all old energy that no longer serves you. You need to make sure that you are not allowing disruption and the enemy to take over your home. If you know that certain people are living a certain way of life that you no longer live through, you need to distance and disconnect yourself because the enemy will attempt to get to you through your family. The enemy will attempt to take over your mind and take over, you know, your life through your family, through your kids, through your husband, through your best friends, through your mama, through your daddy. If you realize like all of a sudden things are weird or things are different, you know what I'm saying? Take it back to God. Take it back to the Most High. Take it up with your higher self and ask, figure out like what's going on? Like, what do I need to do? What is going on? Who do I need to separate myself from? Realize that sometimes when you are on your spiritual journey and you have learned how to protect yourself, you learn how to pray over yourself, you learn how to affirm the healing and command that the enemy cannot touch you in your dreams or in the daytime. You are protected and you are walking with that protection. We have to also remember to pray for our loved ones too, so that they are protected. Even if you don't talk to them, but you still love them from a distance, pray for them. Pray for their healing in their mind, body, and spirit. Pray for your kids as they lay down and go to sleep. Pray that, you know, no demonic forces or entities, no low vibrational energy can tap into your kids while they sleep. Your wife, your husband, your fiance, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your siblings. Pray that any feelings of envy or jealousy are cast down. Claim it as done. Claim it as such and leave it all at the feet of the Most High. Don't do your best not to worry about it. Okay. So my son, he had this, he had a day the other day. It was like, I believe it was like Monday. That was like a few days ago. I'm not sure when I'm posting this, but it was a few days ago. And if you know my son, you know he's very sweet, he's very kind, he's very blunt. Like he'll tell you, like, you know, if he don't like something or whatever, but he's such a kind kid. And he had a day at school. The teacher said that, you know, he was just being mean, he just wasn't being kind, his kind self. And I'm like, hold on now, like, that ain't never been my son. He was arguing with another child. And I'm just like, okay, something is not right because that's not my baby. That's not the way that I raised him. You know, that's not in him. We don't do arguing. I don't even argue in my home. He hasn't seen me argue with anybody since he was a young child, maybe like 2 years old. He's about to be six tomorrow. December 2nd. Today is the 1st of December. And I just, it hurt my feelings a little bit because I'm like, this isn't my baby. You know, like this is not him. And I almost overreacted because I'm like, bro, like what? But then I had to realize that is not him. The enemy know that you can't fuck with me. Okay. They say they don't fuck with me, but I say you can't fuck with me. You cannot play with me. And excuse my language if you have religious ears. This is not a religious podcast, okay? I just have a really close spiritual connection with the Most High. That's the real, you know what I'm saying? And I'm accepted as who I am. But besides that, because I'm not about to explain myself every time, I had to really take it up with God and figure out, like, wow, what's going on? What do I need to do? You know, like, this isn't like my baby. And I prayed. And I want you guys to pray. I want you guys to give them a spiritual cleansing bath. I want you guys to protect your home, just like you do with that alarm system. You know, when you open the door, beep, 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 beep. Anybody come in the door, beep, 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 beep. And you need to secure your home in the spiritual sense as well. My stomach just started growling. My bad, y'all. You need to secure yourself in the spiritual sense as well. Know that once you believe, once you are able to surrender and submit into my men, you need to make sure that you are able to surrender and submit as well when things are not going your way. Everything is turning out the way that it's supposed to. Everything is going the way that it's supposed to. But you also need to make sure that you are being proactive. Speak up. Cast down any energy. Cast down any sickness, any disease, any depression, any anxiety. Anything that is hindering your children or yourself or your family in general, your soul tribe, from reaching the next level of success, from reaching their next level of inner peace and confidence. Some of y'all are waiting on your husband. Some of y'all are waiting on your wife to come into your life, to, you know, that person, your true soul mate, your true soul flame, your purpose partner that is sent by the Most High, that is going to love you in a way that nobody else has ever loved you. Y'all need to be praying for them. I pray for my husband often, and I wasn't doing this before, but now I'm just like, you know, even though he's not here in the physical right now, like, he's here in the spirit. So I pray over him, and I pray over his family too. Make sure that you are using your voice. Use the power that you have inside of you. And to the enemy that might be listening, or most likely is listening, I rebuke that energy. And I send nothing but pure and positive energy to the collective that is listening to this message. I pray for peace in your mind, body, and your soul, your spirit, your family's mind, body, and spirit. The arguments that you aren't used to having with your family or your loved ones. I pray for clarity in them and yourself. Any jealousy or animosity that might be being felt with any of your loved ones when they look at you and see you shining, I cast that energy down and I transmute it into positive love and support. And I ask the Most High to remove or separate, disconnect anybody from your life, your kids' life, your loved one's life, my loved one's lives that mean no good, that stir up the enemy in their spirit, that agitate them, that are causing them to backpedal, that are restricting them from being their greatest self or being able to connect with their partner, being able to connect with their children. I cast that energy down. I'll need you guys to know that everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be great. Sometimes it might hurt. And sometimes some people are just really not meant to be in your life. But if this resonates with you and you feel as if it resonates with you, I want you to take it back to God. I want you to take it back up to with your higher self. I want you to pray about it. I want you to, if you feel called to fast, I'm literally on day 3 of fasting right now. If you feel called to fast, do it. get the clarity you need. Ask for how to continue on your journey. Ask for who is supposed to be in your life. Ask to be shown. But make sure that when you ask to be shown something, that you're really, really ready for that. Okay? Make sure that you're really ready for that. Sometimes people are going to be removed. Sometimes you might even have visions of conversations that happen while you weren't even in the presence in the room. Okay? Sometimes you might randomly just disconnect. Just ask that all things happen for your greater good. But the main message that I want to get to you guys is, I want you to protect your home. I want you to protect your family. I want you to protect your loved ones in general. You got this. Y'all got this. I love y'all. I appreciate you for being here. I'm on this journey with y'all. I'm not above anybody. We're all in this together. Okay, like High School Musical hit it. Okay, I'm sorry. But I appreciate y'all coming to tap into this message real quick. Protect your home, protect your family, protect yourself. We in this together. Make sure that you are surrounding yourself with people that are not afraid to get it out the mud with you, that are going to be happy when it's your time to win, and they are still going to support you when you're winning and they're not. Be safe out here. Use your discernment. If they give you the bubble guts instead of the butterflies, it's time to release them. Make sure that you like, share, and subscribe if you're listening from YouTube. If you're listening from Apple or Amazon or Spotify, anywhere else, send this link to somebody that you love. Tell them how grateful you are for them. Whether it's a friend or a family member, it don't matter. You never know who this might help, who is growing through certain trials and tribulations. We got to have each other's back. We are a village. We are a tribe. It takes a village. And we got to be here for one another. All right? I love y'all. 2023, we already in 2023. It's up there and it's stuck there. And I want you to chase your passions, attract your passion, make money in abundance off of your passions. You got this. I'll talk to you later. Bye.